Well, hi there. I'm live here at Tractor Supply Escanaba, and it's Farm Bureau Days. It's membership drive time, and actually, we're serving up lunch for you here today. We got a 50-horse coyote here today. You can check out a nice compact diesel. Ward's got about $6,000 off on that. Ward's equipment. Cole is here. Check that out. Joint Farm Bureau, get an extra $500 off of Ford. Fox Motors would certainly like to honor that with you and Marquette, $500 off. And Dennis Hansen's here with me. You're with the UP Potato Growers as well. Now, are you on the board with that, Dennis?
Yes, I am.
And when do you meet then?
Well, in the fall, we all get together and have a meal, and we talk about potato issues, and that is pretty much the only meeting. Then we also have a sunrise thing in late August, where we go over the variety of potatoes that are out and what they look like and what we might try something new and how things have gone.
Sure. And then what about commodities and workers? What issues are you working on?
Well, with Farm Bureau, I'm involved with the commodity thing, and we've been downstate and discussed some of the issues that some of the vegetable growers have had with migrant workers and water issues in the state, chemicals, and anything that's ag-related in that line.
Yeah, and mainly, you got a harvest to do, and there's not enough workers.
Yes, for us, we do a lot of it ourselves. We have a few employees, but some of the commodities require a lot of people, and this H2 program has been a real issue.
Yeah, and well, because it all comes certain, cherries, for example, they come due, and you got to get them.
That's right, and it takes a lot of people, a lot of hours.
Yeah. So how do you resolve that H2A, or what do you think can be done?
Well, they've made the program, what I can see, extremely difficult to get workers to come in from Mexico, as one of the big places, and work here. And it's such an ordeal that they just seem like they can't get enough. There's talk that some farmers have actually had to leave crops in the field because they couldn't harvest them in time.
Well, thank you for talking to me today. And lastly, why should they join Farm Bureau?
Well, for agriculture, it's been good for just representation and to talk to ag issues throughout the state that we have. And I guess that would be about a second second right now.
Well, thank you, sir. And Dennis, enjoy another hot dog there. Okay.
Definitely.
Have yourself a hot dog. Come see the coyote. Get $500 off a new Ford. Fox will honor that. So come see us. Talk Farm Bureau. Tractor Supply, Escanaba.